Chapter number 2. Sri Shastra Vachanamritam. The Nectar of Scriptural Word. Verse. The second chapter, Sri Shastra Vachanamritam, the Nectar of Scriptural Word, describes surrender as corroborated in the revealed scriptures headed by the Vedas, Shruti, and the religious codes, Smriti. Introduction. Surrender is firmly established by the Vedas. And the verse. In the beginning of creation, he who created the universal creator, Brahma, and then imparted to Brahma knowledge of Brahman, the Absolute, he is the self-same Lord Krishna who tends the cows, or who nourishes the Vedas, as Gaha means both cows and Vedas. Those desirous of liberation should surrender unto that Lord who reveals the innate function of the soul. Introduction. The cause of the tangible reality of surrender is expounded in the standard codes of religion, Smriti. And the verse, it says, is in Dhagma Uttarakhanda. The syllable ma means self-asserting ego, that is, the misconception of considering oneself to be a doer. And the syllable na indicates its prevention. Thus, the act of offering obeisances, nammaha, nullifies the offerer's independence. The soul is naturally subordinate to the Almighty, his intrinsic nature and innate function being servitude to the Supreme Lord. Therefore, all actions performed thinking, I am the doer, should be utterly abandoned. Introduction. The only obstacle to surrender is self-asserting ego. Verse. The Supreme Lord Keshava remains in the company of persons who are free from a mundane conception of life. But there appears to be a great mountain range between the self-asserting egotists and the Lord. Introduction. Persons who do not take shelter of the One without a second, the Supreme Lord, simply loiter in the world of birth and death. The verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. O Lord, soul of all souls, the conditioned soul sees this universe as separate from you, and thinks it is meant for his sense enjoyment, but this is only a creation of your deluding potency, Maya. As long as the living being clings to such an illusory separate interest, he does not give up the miserable world of action and reaction, birth and death, despite its utter meaninglessness. Introduction. The unsurrendered soul is perpetually deceived, thus the state of surrender is eternal. And the verse from the Brahmavavaita Purana. A birth in the human species is so valuable that it is aspired for by the demigods. Those who, despite having taken such a birth, do not take shelter of the lotus feet of Govinda, they deceive themselves perpetually. Introduction. The utter futility of life without surrender. Verse, again from the Brahmavaivarta Purana. After wandering throughout 8,400,000 species, the soul eventually takes a human birth. But that human birth is rendered worthless by those miserable fellows who are so proud of their bodies that they refuse to take shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Govinda. Introduction. Even the lowest of men are liberated by surrender. The verse by Narsingha. O twice-born, persons who are devoid of all virtuous practices, who are outcast, rogues, deceitful, audacious, egotistic, addicted to intoxicants, hotbeds of sin, malicious, cruel-natured, grossly infatuated with son, wife, wealth, etc. Even such extremely fallen persons are liberated by surrendering unto the lotus feet of Sri Govinda. Introduction. A surrendered soul never falls down. And the verse from Brihan Naradiya Puran. Sri Govinda is the origin of all the universes, the supreme truth, and the shelter of all. One who surrenders unto his lotus feet can never be cast asunder. Introduction. Surrender unto the Supreme Lord Hari vanquishes misery and charms the heart with the Lord's divine sweetness. And the verse from the Shanti Parva of Mahabharata. O King, what more can I say? The foremost of the Yadu dynasty, the unassailable great personality who is full of goodwill for you and always your dear friend. He is none other than the Supreme Lord Narayan, Sri Hari. Those who devotedly take full refuge in him cross over this insurmountable ocean of material existence. Introduction. Completely vanquishing all fear, surrender bestows the life of eternal nectar. And the verse by Vamana. The Lord of the Goddess of Fortune bears a conch shell, disc, lotus flower and bow. He is the master of Garuda. He is the vanquisher of the fear of mundane existence. He is the bestower of all benedictions. No trace of apprehension remains for those who take refuge in him, since they qualify for positive immortality. Introduction. A surrendered soul is successful in all his endeavors. And the verse from Brihan Naradiya Puran. In the dense darkness of this material world, which is engulfed in ignorance and sleep, those who surrender unto the holy lotus feet of Lord Hari are successful in all their endeavors. Of this there is no doubt. Introduction. By surrender, even persons of uncontrolled senses attain all good fortune. Verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. The lotus feet of Lord Hari vanquish material existence. By surrendering unto his lotus feet, nothing remains difficult to achieve, even for a person of agitated mind. Introduction. All worldly suffering is vanquished for the surrendered soul. Verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. O Vidura, how can a person who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Hari be stricken with bodily and mental tribulation arising from the elements, other persons, or unfavorable astrological circumstances? Introduction. The supreme abode of Lord Vishnu is effortlessly attainable for the surrendered souls. Verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. This ocean of material existence is as insignificant as the water in a cow's hoofprint to those persons who have taken full refuge in the supreme shelter, the boat of the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna, whose glories are universally sung as purity's own self. Their destination is the Lord's supreme abode, never this mundane abode of calamities. Introduction. The illusion of bodily identification and mundane possessiveness is dispelled for the soul surrendered to the Lord in all respects. And the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Due to their taking shelter of his lotus feet in all respects, those persons upon whom the infinite Supreme Lord bestows his unreserved grace surpass the insurmountable illusory energy of the Lord. He does not favor those who ascribe the conceptions of I and mine to this material body, which is food for jackals and hounds. Introduction. For persons devoid of a relationship with the Supreme Lord Hari, prevention of suffering cannot but be transitory. And the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. O Nrisimha, O Almighty Lord, precautions and remedies are only short-lived when attempted by the suffering embodied souls who are not favored by you. Parents are not the guardians of their children. Medicine is not the cure for the diseased, and a boat is not the savior of a man drowning in the ocean. Introduction. The various tribulations of the unsurrendered souls are simply due to their obsession with the unreal. Verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. O Lord, as long as the people of the world do not take the safe and sound shelter of your lotus feet, they remain full of anxiety about their wealth, their bodies, and their friends. Overwhelmed with lamentation, hankering, obsession, and intense greed, they cannot obtain relief from the suffering which is deeply rooted in their imaginary conceptions of I and mine. Introduction. One should take refuge in the fully self-satisfied Supreme Lord, Hari. The shelter of other gods yields a lamentably inferior result. And the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Krishna is perfectly replete in everything desirable, fully self-sufficient, poised and tranquil. Nothing can be astonishing for him. Only a fool disregards him to take shelter in any demigod whose propitiation may be prescribed for the accomplishment of worldly benefits. Such a person may be compared to one who seizes a dog's tail in order to cross the ocean. Introduction. Only Sri Hari is capable of delivering the living being in all circumstances. And first from Srimad Bhagavatam. Persons such as those belonging to the races known as Kirata, Punna, Andhara, Pulinda, Pukasha, Abhira, Shuma, Kanka, Yavana, and Kasha, nay, persons of each and every sinful birth, are perfectly purified without a doubt by taking shelter of the devotees surrendered to Lord Vishnu, the Almighty. I do offer my respectful obeisances unto him. Introduction. Only surrendered souls can properly distinguish substance from form. Those who disregard Lord Hari to seek happiness on the empirical paths based on yoga and karma are simply on a suicidal course. And the first from Srimad Bhagavatam. O lotus-eyed one, the swans, topmost pure devotees, paramahansas, take refuge in your ecstasy-yielding lotus feet. O universal Lord, those who do not accept the joy of the shelter of your lotus feet and pursue the powers of abstract liberation and mundane acquisition, such persons are devastated by your deluding potency. Introduction. Full refuge in the lotus feet of Sri Krishna is the supreme objective. And verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Those souls who have taken refuge in the dust of your lotus feet have no desire to attain heaven, universal dominion, the post of Lord Brahma, sovereignty over the earth, yogic perfections, or liberation. Introduction. Souls surrendered unto the lotus feet of the Lord Hari are competent to deliver others, and the fully self-satisfied souls also surrender to the Lord's lotus feet. The first from Srimad Bhagavatam. The slightest association with the supremely tranquil sages who have surrendered unto the lotus feet of the Lord purifies the people of the world, but the river Ganga purifies only those who bathe in it. Introduction. Those souls who have exclusively surrendered unto Krishna are not subservient to scriptural injunctions and prohibitions. In the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. O King, one who abandons all worldly obligations and wholeheartedly surrenders unto Mukunda, the exclusive shelter of all beings in every respect, such a person is no longer indebted to the demigods, sages, other life forms, friends and relatives, mankind and ancestors. Introduction. The recipients of the Lord's mercy are transcendental to Vedic religiosity. Verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Because of the intense love of his surrendered soul, the Supreme Lord bestows his grace upon that devotee by ushering divine inspiration into his heart. Such a devotee then abandons the preoccupation with adhering to worldly obligations and Vedic religiosity. Introduction. As the epitome of divine ecstasy, Ras, the Supreme Lord's original form, Krishna, is the highest refuge. And this next verse is from Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhavartha Dipika, 10th canto, chapter 1, verse. Quote, in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Krishna has been distinguished as the embodiment of shelter for the surrendered souls. I bow down unto that supreme refuge of the universe, who is known as Krishna. Introduction. the matchless, unsurpassable gift of surrender unto the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the golden avatar who enacts his pastime as a great devotee. And the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam: O guardian of the surrendered, O great personality, the supreme personality of Godhead himself, who enacts his divine pastimes as a pure devotee, Mahabhagavat, you alone are the reality to be constantly meditated upon by the pure souls. You are the destroyer of the soul's illusion. You are the divine wish-fulfilling tree, the refuge of all devotees. Worshipable by Shiva and Virinshi, that is, Sarashiva in the form of Sri Advaita Acharya, and Brahma in the form of Haridas Thakur, you are the shelter of all and everything, and you are the dispeller of your devotees' suffering, which originates in offences to the holy name, Namaparad. You are the only boat for crossing the ocean of this material world of suffering. I do worship your holy lotus feet. Introduction. The souls surrendered unto the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Dev bathe in the ocean of divine love. In verse from Chaitanya Chandramrita: If you have a desire to cross the ocean of material existence, an aspiration to taste the ecstasy of the nectarian congregational chanting of the holy names, Sankirtan, and a longing to sport in the ocean of divine love, then please surrender unto the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Chandra. Introduction. Six divisions of surrender. Verse from the Vaishnava Tantra: Acceptance of the favorable, rejection of the unfavorable, the faith that he will surely protect me, embracing the Lord's guardianship, complete dependence on him, and the perception of one's utter helplessness without him. These six are the essential limbs of exclusive surrender to the Lord. Sharanagati. Introduction. Sharanagati should be practiced in thought, word and deed. Verse from Vaishnava Tantra: By his power of speech, the surrendered soul declares, I am yours. In his thoughts, he knows the same, and in person, he takes refuge in the Lord's holy abode. In this way, the surrendered soul passes his life, his heart filled with joy. Thus ends the second chapter, The Nectar of Scriptural Word, in Life Nectar of the Surrendered Souls, Positive and Progressive Immortality.